But okay, let's tackle these criticisms. We did not publish full credit card numbers about donors. It's the last four digits, just like your 7-Eleven receipt. It's very important for tracking money laundering, and there are serious allegations of money laundering and FEC violations in the data release. Our materials, the materials that we release, are pristine. We're really good at this. We have a 10-year perfect record of having never got it wrong in relation to the integrity of what we've released. There's no allegation, even from Debbie Wasserman Schultz or any of these people, that any of the material is not completely valid and true. What there is a conflation between our publications, DNC Leaks, and an extensive variety of hacks of the DNC and, frankly, other organizations over the last 2 years, possibly by state actors. That wouldn't be at all surprising, but also a number of others. DNI Clapper, the head of all U.S. intelligence agencies, James Clapper, said last Friday that the media was hyperventilating. They couldn't make an attribution, let alone as to motivation. And even that was just about the hacks. It's not about the material we released. But we know the source of the material, right? Everyone knows the source of what right. we published. The source is the Democratic Party. The source is Louis Miranda, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, et cetera, okay. et cetera.
All right.
I know...